Kathy Dawes, along with Dave Lewis. Open phones, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350. You can also tweet us at 1350KMAN. I have that up, looking at it right now. Seeing Frank Martin on there right now.
There's a lot of interest in Frank Martin tweets out there.
Not just from Frank, but about Frank.
And he's been, there's been several videos that have been on, you know, Sports Illustrated and ESPN about Frank and his family. And it's neat to see a lot of those.
It is.
It really, really is. And, you know, and I've long been, I've always been one that supports our people, whoever they are. And I really enjoyed Frank. I didn't get to know Dana very Dana Altman very well, but always thought he was
Bruce
a wonderful man.
I enjoy Bruce.
I like Bruce an awful lot, and I just tickled to see both former K-Staters in the Final Four. My bracket, it's inconsequential. I don't participate. I made
Mitch
one
already
up.
Already says we don't have a chance to win, so
yeah, I don't care.
And I only have
it's
one
just something
remaining,
to chat about.
Yeah,
I think all I got left in is North Carolina.
Gonzaga, I have.
Yeah. Did you?
I actually did have them in the Final Four.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, they got some tall guys on that team.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here watching this Karnowski guy who's like 7'1", 300 pounds, and he looks like a mountain man, and they're playing against the Mountaineers, and he just seems like it's just like misrepresentation.
Well, that North
Carolina.
He's
on the wrong team.
Kentucky game was phenomenal. And
didn't get a chance to see.
Of course, I know Roy Williams fairly well. When his son actually was in the same grade as my daughter at Lawrence High.
Oh.
So back in the day, he was at KU, and so I've met Roy. I remember it was so funny because at one of the junior high school functions, he was sitting there. My dad just went nuts. That's Roy Williams over there, thinking big celebrity kind of thing. But he was a real nice man. I enjoyed Roy too.
Yeah, I know there's. You used to hear a lot of people that are very, very upset about Roy, but I haven't heard that
in quite some time. Some people were upset, but it made sense for him at his point in life.
People are
so judgmental
sometimes. And we look at things differently because we're fans of a particular school or a team. And for them, it's career, but it's also family. And going back home is something that's important. We saw that with Coach Huggins.
Right.
And that's another guy. Every time I get a chance to visit with him, he just always says, I loved it here.
Mm-hmm.
He would still be here if that situation didn't open in West Virginia. So, and you know what, we're going to have, there's going to be a lot of other topics here, talking about basketball, the NCAA and such, on the game this afternoon with John Kurtz.
Right, we don't want to necessarily go there, but I will say social media was rather interesting this weekend, and the folks from K-State that are very anti-University of Kansas, and I don't know, there was a lot of some out there. I felt there was one person on there I felt a little bit sorry for because she said that she would root for KU even though she bleeds purple, and boy did they give her trouble. So
yeah. Yeah, some people just don't understand that possibility.
No. I'll go no further.
Probably just as well. And we'll just deflect the rest of the
and
NCAA
conversation. And I won't say where my alma mater is. That's we won't talk about that either.
Yeah. She's a KU alum.
But that doesn't mean that I haven't learned
to appreciate the
Wildcats.
I know I've seen you wear plenty of purple around here. I've seen it. You don't get into it kind of like everybody else is. But, boy, I tell you what, I talked to a friend of mine who's just a huge KU fan. He just extremely, extremely disappointed in how that turned out.
Oh, yes.
And I know that they're out there. I know that there are a lot of people disappointed. And Kentucky fans, have you seen some of the videos of the last 12 seconds when they score a three-pointer to tie the ball game and then
up and then down?
And then it's over. Mm-hmm. It's over at 0.3 seconds. And it's just like, oh, my. And that's one of the things. That's one of the reasons why they call it March Madness, because you see the emotional aspect of, not just the players, but the fans.
True.
So, it's at 9:41 here in News Radio KMAN. Kathy Dawes, Dave Lewis, talking about a number of things that are going on around the area. We talked about some of the expansion. There's some discussion right now also about some work to be done in Aggieville.
Yes.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. I see that the site of Willie's Car Wash is going to be developed, at some point. Don't know. I believe there's a sign that says retail sites coming soon.
Mm-hmm. And which Lyle talked about a little bit when he was on. But
that's something that's going to be there. And when we talk about Aggieville, something that you and I have not had the chance to talk about since the big fire down there with the dusty bookshelf, is the incredible job the Manhattan Fire Department did in containing that fire. Just really, basically, the largest extent of the damage is just to the dusty bookshelf store and that building, et cetera. And how quickly the Palace was able to get cleaned up, or the Palace and Varsity Donuts was able to get cleaned up and back in operation by the end of the week.
Right. And now we did talk about that quite a bit with Ryan Alms when he was on, and really told him how appreciative we were of all the work they had done as a fire department. And, I mean, it could have gone so many different ways, but it's amazing they were able to keep it from spreading any more than it did.
You know, we had a rangeland fire the other day that was approaching a Miller Ranch area. Had a lot of volunteers that were associated with that came out. And you know, there's, I think that, didn't Pat say he had like 13 events, fire-related events the weekend before? Just, you know, this is the time of year where you got to be extremely conscientious.
But they were happy to see the rain. They probably did a rain dance in celebration.
I bet they probably slept.
Yeah, probably.
So if you know a volunteer or firefighter, give them a pat on the back, shake their hand, maybe buy them lunch somewhere, then and say thank you for the work that they've done. One of the things that I saw today on social media was a video of a caravan, and I mean it was really a parade. And I talked about this earlier, of trucks taking large round bales of hay down to Southwest Kansas, down around
Ashland
down there. And the video, and I swear it must have been 50, 60 trucks or so that were pulling trailers that were just loaded up with hay. And there would be semis that would have, you know, 20, 30 bales of hay. And then there's a little 8x12 trailer with two of them, you know. And it was just a neat parade. And that's got to be just absolutely heartwarming for the people down there. You know, it's just, you know, we probably, if you pay attention to social media, you've seen all kinds of really gut-wrenching stories of things that have happened down there. Families that lost everything, farmers and ranchers that lost, you know, herds of cattle, hundreds of cattle, some of them. And not to mention, you know, the damages that have been done to fences, outbuildings, you know, and grazing land. So it's really encouraging, and these were trucks that came from all over the United States. We talked about Michigan,
that's new
Minnesota.
One today.
There's one from Pennsylvania and Ohio that were involved in this, that were a part of that cavalry, I guess you
could
call it.
Gives you faith in the human being.
It does. It does. You know, and
we need that. It seems like there's so much doom and gloom anymore. We haven't even gotten to the national side of things with folks, if they want to comment on any of that, but the healthcare bill.
We don't want to go there today.
If someone wants to call in, of course,
we'll
take
okay,
that call.
Okay, fine. I don't want to go there.
But no, I agree with you. It's nice to hear the heartwarming stories and get away from all the negative.
And there is and something we might also do. Kansas Farm Bureau has a website that for people that need help. The Kansas Livestock Association has a website set up where people can make donations. KLA.org would be the Kansas Livestock Association. You can get to the donation form there. KansasFarmBureau.org has is a resource for people to utilize if they had been had problems with fires. And it's just neat to see those farm organizations, you know, here in the midst of everything else that they do on a day-to-day basis, help coordinate some of these efforts. And kudos to those organizations for doing so. Now, 9:46 here at News Radio KMAN. We're also going to be getting into baseball season here pretty soon. We have the Royals on radio starting a week from today, Kathy.
Oh, boy.
A week from today. Opening day is on the road at Minnesota, and we'll have coverage beginning, I think, at like 3:10 Monday afternoon next week. So we're excited about being, once again, Royals affiliate, and that's always a lot of fun.
By the way, we might mention Oklahoma got pretty zapped with some severe weather. So a reminder, we are in the midst of that season. Yes, I'm looking at some video right now on that, but I know one of our former employees is down in that area now and had gone home to watch the big ending of the Kentucky North Carolina game and was disappointed to see that the last half was all severe weather coverage because they were in the midst of that. So missed all the ending of that game. But when it gets to severe weather, that's what you got to do.
Got to have priorities. Now 9:47, we're going to take our final break of the show. 537-1350 is the number here at News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship-quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at Colbert.